telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
What is going on, y'all? Happy Tuesday. It continues to be an incredibly busy news week. We have all of the breaking news for you about Luigi Mangione. This is the man who has now been arrested, whom prosecutors are trying to extradite from Pennsylvania to New York for last week's assassination of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. So again, all of that to come. Again, if you want to join the conversation, I'm going to have some very specific questions for you because I think this case is raising all kinds of issues that are troubling and, frankly, a bit fascinating. So if you're going to want to join the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But before we get there, I have to remind y'all, of course, it is Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win sweepstakes contest that kicked off yesterday. You're going to need the app for this. And during the, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours, you get a keyword, you text that in, and you will be entered to win in that hour either $100 of cold hard cash, always good around the holidays, or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. In addition, when you text in the keyword of the hour, you will also be entered to win one of our grand prizes, which includes robot vacuums, which I have to say, Curdy, who is behind the board today, do you have one of these things? Because my robot vacuum saves my life. It is a huge help.
I've had a robo vac before. It broke on me, and I blame my German Shepherd for that, for chasing after it.
Yes, if you have pets, you need like a little bit of a warning, because pets and the robot vacuums, they sometimes don't get along so well. No. Yeah, so there's a couple of robot vacuums. There's luggage, an espresso machine, all kinds of cool stuff. I think there may even be a humidifier, and I've joked, once you have a humidifier in your house, that is when you know you are fully into adulthood. Chris from Janesville texting in and letting us know that he named his robot vacuum Rambo. I love it. They can be both very helpful, but be sure that your robot vacuum has the AI to avoid tumbling down the stairs. That was fun. I had a really early generation one, and it took a tumble, and that was it for that robot vacuum. But again, Dom is going to drop the next word on you in the 4 o'clock hour. He's got the fantastic show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. to keep you company on your drive. I'm here from 2 to 4 to keep you company. And there is other breaking news that I wanted to share with y'all today. Have you heard about the Franklin Fire that is happening right now in Malibu? Holy cow. This thing is powerful. It is 0% contained. There are approximately 700 firefighters fighting this fire. It's so hot that apparently, it's now the season for the Santa Ana winds in California, and the fire is so hot, it's actually bending the wind patterns, if you can believe that. I didn't know that a fire could get so hot that it actually changes wind patterns. But it makes sense since it's consuming so much O2. And this fact blew my mind away as well. The fire grew 300%. In other words, it got three times as big inside of an hour. Holy cow. And one of the reasons that it is burning so hot and has gotten so big so fast, I think there's something 2,000 plus acres have been destroyed, is because while the rainy season usually starts in November, they haven't gotten any rain. So it is extremely dry. And now, to set the stage a little bit, if you've ever been to Malibu, and I was only there because I was the help. I had a client in Malibu, and I had to go meet with them. It is very, you either have the beautiful oceanside houses, or the houses are like up in these Malibu hills and they're surrounded by woods and trees. So it is a literal tinderbox there. And interestingly enough, I have only been to Malibu one other time. So I was there as a lawyer, had a client there. I had been to Malibu one other time as a baby little lawyer. There was a conference that was held at Pepperdine University, which is in Malibu. Now, I have to tell you, I walked around Pepperdine's campus and I went, I do not know how any students get anything done here because it is freaking gorgeous. And they also have a fabulous baseball program there. Just FYI, y'all know I love the baseball. But I mention this because Pepperdine was its eastern edge of the campus, what was under threat from this Franklin fire, again, in Malibu, currently burning right now. And apparently, Pepperdine had to issue a shelter-in-place order to the entire campus and directed students last night to the cafeteria and the library. Can you imagine that? Like, your kid is at university and all of a sudden they're calling you and they're like, yeah, there's a fire out of control. And so we're all huddled in the cafeteria and the university library, like, so frightening. And then I was thinking to myself, I remember exams. Like, these kids are all in their exam period. And oh my goodness gracious, that's as if exams weren't stressful enough. Now try to study while a fire rages outside and you're all packed into the cafeteria or the library. I can tell you this, when I was at Marquette, we used to hang out in the Union. That was where you would go for a snack and to avoid studying while looking like you were studying. It was mostly just hanging out and flirting and all of the nonsense that attends to those kinds of things. But this Franklin fire, y'all, like, keep an eye on this. No rain since November, since the rainy season started, 0% under control, 2,000 acres, 2,200 if I'm being specific, has already been burned. It has now consumed a few buildings. One of the things about Malibu, as you might infer, lots of rich people there. So the houses at least tend to be a little spread out, if you know what I'm saying, except on the ocean side. And some of the fire got very close to the ocean, which is in and of itself incredibly trippy and kind of surprising. I personally have never lost my home in some sort of weather event, but it's becoming increasingly the case that more and more Americans are experiencing losses like this. I have a very dear friend, who has a home in Florida, and the home burned down last year, and then they started to rebuild, and the rebuilding was actually then wiped out by the hurricanes earlier this year. I can't imagine doing it once, let alone twice. And, you know, all of this has this relationship to today's news. Biden, of course, giving an address today, specifically about the state of the economy that he is handing over to President-elect Donald Trump. And it's interesting because one of the pain points for a lot of Americans, we don't have this problem as much here in the Midwest, but one of the pain points for people in these regions where natural disasters are now newly occurring or occurring with much greater acuity and frequency, meaning they're fiercer and they're happening more frequently, is that they can't afford home insurance, which is just absolutely scary. Can you imagine you lose everything and you do not have home insurance? What are you going to do? Of course, there are the programs through FEMA, but that's a long process. And this is increasingly the case. If you think about even what happened in North Carolina with the hurricane season, these places had never seen hurricanes take out entire cities. And yet that's what we're seeing here. So it is an extraordinary moment in terms of, hey, can people continue to not only buy the home that they want, that's part of the American dream, but can they insure it depending on where you live? I mean, that is the new normal. But I want to get you some of the breaking news that we've got about Mr. Luigi Mangione. Cardi was kind enough to put together some sound. I wanted to just kick it off. Do we have time for this first sound, Cardi, or should we do that on the back end here, sir?
We got about 2 minutes left. I got a clip for you.
Yeah, let's take a listen. This is all breaking news happening. He is in his extradition hearing. I've got some of the arguments that prosecutors and Mr. Mangione himself were making, but let's take a listen here.
Can you speak to any security concerns given the amount of people who are online supporting this suspect?
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly a very polarized case. You know, we have received some threats against our officers in building here. We've started investigating some threats against some citizens in our community. We're taking all those threats seriously and doing all the follow-up we can with those.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting moment. Cardi, can you hear me? I'm not sure if I can hear you. Oh, there we go.
Yep, we're good.
Awesome. That's one of the things that has jumped out on me. I've seen a lot of the commentary online, right? He's hot.
Public you know. Get all over.
Yes, I mean, it's an awkward moment that we find ourselves in. So, y'all, one of the things that I find very fascinating about this, and I'm going to give you all of the up-to-date news. We've got some more sound for you when we come back after we take care of a little bit of business. So you're going to want to stay tuned to hear that. And then I'm going to drop some pretty scintillating and interesting questions on you. All of that is coming up. I'm going to ask you to put yourself in the position of Mr. Mangione's friends and family. I'm going to have a particular question for you, so put your imagination hats on, and we're going to get to that next right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, 855-75-CIVIC. That is 855-752-4842.